everybody. This is Ian Along. This is Tag Along with me, Ian Along. So right now, I will. It's one of those moments that I'm doing a podcast. It's one of those rare moments that I'm doing podcasts at home and steady. The last time that, aside from those few moments, that I created this podcast while at home. Aside from those moments previously, the last time I had my podcast at home is last ECQ, and it was memorable because I really prepared for it. And although I'm prepared for this, but the preparation is different. It's different during ECQ as compared to MECQ. As you can see, during that really intense ECQ, or Enhanced Community Quarantine, for the benefit of the non-Filipino or those who are not in the Philippines, we have this lockdown since March of last year. And our government is just shifting, especially in Metro Manila. And because there are so many people in Metro Manila, and what they do not know is that most people here in Metro Manila are from the province. And even my mom herself is from Quezon, and she worked here, and she's been here since 1980s, or should I say 1970s, because due to being a student back then, and then working, and then getting married, and then the rest is history. But the thing is, the point is, most people here in Metro Manila lives outside Metro Manila, and they will just go home for Christmas break or leave of absence or birthdays or any holidays. And I know somebody who is working here in Metro Manila, but he occasionally goes home to Tuguegarao. So that gives you a pretty nice idea of how things work here in Metro Manila. And this is the reason why I will do for other people out there. And also, there are so many things I have in mind while mentioning those words, but I might get distracted to what I wanted to talk about. And this is about what you can call one of the laws of the 48 laws of power by Robert Greene. It has been all of you, for the sake of maybe you have already encountered Robert Greene, especially those who are reading self-help books, and other people. I know somebody who will not watch TED Talks because I agree with that person. As much as I wanted to be part of TED Talks or have that ambition to go on a TED Talk, that TED Talk or TEDx speaker, but I cannot do so. I cannot do so, and even if I can, I cannot do it as of this moment, because in order for you to speak in that kind of arena, you need to have at least something that you have proven. No? Although, unlike other people, there are teenagers who are doing TED Talks. I've seen teenagers, or even eventually college student. I don't know how old he is, but meron siyang TED Talk. So here, forgive me if I will speak in vernacular, because I also wanted to reach out to the Filipinos outside the Philippines as well. So yun nga, meron silang TED Talk, may mga ganun. Wala pa ako kasi napapunta to talk about that. anyway.
Yun ang pinakamatindi kong ginawa. Going back to my topic. No? Yun ang pinakamatindi kong nagawa mga series of podcast episodes. When during the ECQ. Going back to the ECQ. No? So, ang haba ng pasakali natin. So, yun nga. Yun about Robert Greene. Yan. That's it. Robert Greene's 48 Laws of Power. I will not talk about 48 of them. But I will just want to focus on this particular law, which that goes something like this: use absence to increase respect and honor. Use absence to increase respect and honor. Now, here we go with the power of absence, and which leads me to talk about the power of absence. Other people have talked about this in details, but let me show you that I will mention this based on my take about it. So I just, that's the reason why I had this podcast. So people had a different angle regarding even Robert Greene himself, if I'm not mistaken, is just telling the reality of what you call the power of absence. People tend to put absence. People who were absent is deemed important. Take it for example, people who are people who passed away years ago, who left a legacy. A loved one, for example, if we have a father who had created such a legacy to his kids and he died, and then we miss him. And that is how absence works. We miss the person. And also, even when you really love your partner, the love of your partner, the love for your kids, you really miss them. Because they are not in your area right now, or they live far away, or they used to live together with you during their single days, and then when they got married or they have a job outside the country or an opportunity far away or job related, that he or she is compelled to go out of your own house, or maybe due to some differences you need to part ways, especially when you those kids become adults. And because of this it creates a sense of absence, and you as a person tends to miss people, and that is the power of absence. But in the leadership aspect, hence the 48 laws of power, the reason why we created this, the reason why absence is so powerful is that part of human being, that part of we miss somebody when he is absent. After all, pilosopohan, smart alecky as it may sound, we cannot miss a person whom we are seeing every day, making themselves accessible, available. And you sometimes, if you're not aware, if you're not being careful, you tend to miss the value of what he is doing every single day. So, yun nga, mamimiss mo na lang siya bigla kasi every day. Parang, it reminds me of one of the active members in the local church, and she's been doing the flowers every Sunday, or every Sunday she will buy flowers from Divisoria. For context, that is the big marketplace, massive marketplace here in the Philippines, here in Metro Manila, a
aside from Balintaw ang market, and or Dangwa, Divisoria or Dangwa, it's near, it's still in Manila, heart, right at the heart of Manila, and people took it for granted, and then last year she passed away. Last year, at the peak of COVID-19. At the peak of the first ECQ or enhanced community quarantine here in the Philippines, she passed away, and people suddenly remember her efforts. You see, that is the power of absence. Is it wrong per se to have that power of us? As human as we are, somehow it becomes wrong. It becomes wrong because of the tendencies. Maybe it's an honest mistake, but at the same time, it becomes wrong. And I will cut. And this is what I'm heading. This becomes wrong when people are starting to what you call they start to use this to their own advantage or personalistic advantage. Like for example, people start to have this disappearing act. And just for them to be pissed. That pathetic, you know, that actually maybe pathetic is a big word, but unless you are a celebrity or a movie star or a politician doing the strategy, and we cannot to a certain extent it's understandable. Sometimes it is what you call the it's pathetic, like I mentioned, it's pathetic for people to do that, but it happens. People who will not visit the place that they used to be intentionally, but well, some people are smarter. Some people know if they are being strategized like that, and unfortunately for some people, ito nga, you know, let me share to you one incident. No? When I was during my younger years, during my teenage years, I was absent for days on practice and stuff like that, and then I suddenly appear, and then somebody who is older than me by 3 years, if I'm not mistaken, 3 years or 4 years, she mentioned that I'm playing prima donna, or in Tagalog, pa importante. I'm playing the diva and pa importante. But actually, I cannot recall why did I not appear. Although, whether it be procrastination or laziness, or even I was a bit upset one of those people, but that doesn't constitute automatically being a prima donna or being paipuntante. Well, and looking back, first, it is not my intention, it is not my intention to create absence just for the heck of being missed. But people had thought it, or particularly that person, thought it that way, because that's the reality for some people. Some people use absence to be missed. That is a sad reality, that people miss people who doesn't appear from time to time. When I was an area director when I was the area director last year in a Toastmasters, since it became an online era. It became an online era because of the pandemic. I took it as an advantage. I visited this particular club. I'm visiting, quote-unquote, online almost every week, that Toastmasters club, that particular Toastmasters club, almost every week. And I visited them, and I'm still with some of the guys. And then they will have their blessings again and again. But then I told them, as I end the term, I didn't intend to create an absence to be missed.
But because I needed to do that because I'm no longer the area director. If I will attend a club just like that, and I start being nosy, even if there is an incoming area director who is now the current area director, I cannot do that out of respect for the current area director. And during an occasion, the outgoing division director cannot make it. The incoming division director had already another role. The current division director had a role now, and the incoming area director finds it because he has a occasion to attend to, and they landed on me. And they told me, even if the role will just take few seconds or at most 2 minutes of the time, they told me that, are you really sure that you are calm? Please, can you please come? Because we miss the times that you are in the meeting. And then you're suddenly no longer part of our meetings. And seeing that, I see the power of absence when used wisely. No, it is good. I'm talking this in multiple directions, but the focal point is the power of the absence. I didn't do that intentionally to be missed. It's just because my turn is over, and I have priorities. I have other priorities to do. And just like now, I'm still waiting for more respondents. I mean, my graduate studies. Okay, so then she told me that thing, and maybe realized the power of absence when used unintentionally. Even back then, when people are mentioned, that makes it more powerful. When the power of absence becomes more powerful when the people who did that is doing it unintentionally or doing it because he needs to be absent or because of sickness or not on good death, he is not, it makes it more powerful. Another way to make it more powerful, but this is very manipulative, is to create such absence. To create such absence. It's very strategic. Although I'm saying this not because I did this, but I mentioned some of these things because of observation. That people create absence. It's so strategic that they have done that. I remember the occasions. I remember this is the thing because education is close to my heart. I remember how older teachers, tend to be mother hens and papa bears. I called it. So they create such an atmosphere. Like I'm not directly criticizing teachers who are called mother or mommy or daddy, which is rare. The dad part is rare, but mostly this happens to female teachers. They are being called the mom of the group. Even the cult personality, they call them kuya or brother. That kind of a fatherly figure, diba? Then nawala sila, suddenly they are missed. But behind closed doors, the reason why they are missed, I'm not saying all, the reason why they are missed is because the culture created an atmosphere to create dependence towards them. That thus, the disappearance would be the disappearance will create a sense of absence, of void. The absence of that person creates something that you miss that person because of the dependence part. You create that. I think it's connected to other loss of power, but you create a dependence. You create a dependence. Like for example, if you are a common example is if you have a partner and that partner said you will never learn how to drive, and that's why you needed me to drive you around. Another example is nobody believes you. It is only I who believes you. May mga ganun talagang tao. Although it is not directioned bluntly, you will see an atmosphere created strategically in such a way that you will miss that person when the absence in the absence. Now the thing is, the problem is the natural tendency of the person to take for granted people are accessible. People who are accessible and approachable, they tend to not appreciate the value of the person. Nakukuha ninyo, hindi siya, nagkakaroon siya ng, ang problema kasi, as much as you, the dilemma is, you need to be accessible. Maganda yung accessible ka sa mga members mo. As a leader, or as a mentor figure, or as a teacher, maganda yung presence mo nandoon to help them. But, and the tendency of some people is to take for granted, your presence, if you are there almost, in that case of the club, almost weekly. Because frankly, during my Toastmasters thing, even if that is an online meeting, there are only few area directors, even the division directors, who will take time to attend a particular club every week. That is for a particular chapter, that is not his home chapter. Every week, ah, diba? So, but the thing is, looking back, I am aware of the loss of power, but I didn't do that to create an intent, to create an atmosphere that I would be missed. Diba? So, in the case of, yun nga, yung kaso, at the same time, if you are accessible and always available, they tend to take you for granted. You can mapit kayo sa topic pa. Like, for example, I have this, again, another example of leadership organization leadership. One of my proteges invited me to re-establish a chapter of love. And this I aided her every step of the way until I became busy. Then another person came, and that person is also another protege of another protege. I wish I could say it a little bit better, but yun nga, pero kasi that they belong to the same era, they belong to the same generation. That's based on reality. No matter how flexible you can be, age still will have a factor. We still have a factor. Lalo na pagka age group mo, nagkataon, you have the same age group, you belong to the same spectrum, magkakaroon talaga ng problem. Tapos ang maiiwan, the person who is older or very much younger. So, yun ang nangyari. Despite the fact that I had given, I have contributed many things that it became chartered. Tanungin nyo na lang yung mga kapwa nyo, mga kakilala ng Toastmasters when I'm talking about distinguished clubs. So, I try to tinulong ko sila. Tapos, I have given them. And I do not have regrets. But the thing is, at the end of the term, I was rarely verbally recognized. And the ones who were recognized are those who come, who came later. And I'm saying this not to play the sad boy, but I'm saying this as a reality that people take for granted presence. People had taken for granted presence, and that is where Robert Greene is come. That is, and Robert Greene, the author of 48 Laws of Power, understands that. Not, it's not 1%, but people fall for that. Hindi siya sin in itself. Pero kasi, nandiyan yung psyche ng tao na pagka nawala yung tao, mamimiss niya yung tao. And yun nga, dahil nga ako yung accessor ng time ngayon. Tapos may dumating na mas magaling, magaling, so nawala yung ano ko. Although later on, kasi I tried to talk them out of, I have vented it out privately. And the point is, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not saying this to portray myself as a sad boy. I do not want to do that. But that is the reality of the power of absence. And by implication, that is the problem of accessing of people being available. This is the reason why it takes a great amount of emotional security for somebody to be available and accessible, but at the same time, when he became dispensable or she became dispensable or disposable, suddenly other people have the best words. And then when people start to bring out stuff like this, they will be called sad boy, they will be called good bad vibes, they will be called toxic, they will be called why are you expecting something in return, stuff like that. But the truth is, that is the reality, ladies and gentlemen, the power of absence. And by implication, that is the person who is always available and always accessible is deemed that of lower value. It's like when you are absent, you are hard to get. When you create absence, it creates an atmosphere that, oh, he took time, and then you begin to add value to that person. No wonder there are speakers who, even if they can come on time or even ahead of time, they will arrive 15 minutes late. Or they are in the backstage, but they will only appear 15 minutes later and during the event itself, 15 minutes after, even 30 minutes after. Because people value absence that much. Unfortunately, that is the sad reality. What made it wrong is the intention. Is the person absent didn't intend to create an absence? Or if ever he intends to create an absence, is it because he needs to do something? You know, sometimes the strategy, also the problem with this, knowing this, is that some people know better. Mas tuso pa sila sa matching. Na kahit na porket alam nila ganun ang style mo, o porket yung iba, pwede ba sa kung anong ginala siya gawa, they suspect because they project their own mindset or attitude or their friends and loved ones' attitude towards the value of, or the power of absence. They will blame it against to other people. Or worse than that, they create or they take advantage of one's absence to fully eliminate the person. At least in history. It happened to me in the past. And I will not mention the story because that is another topic. Maybe if you listen to my episode, you will hear snippets of that. But the thing is, that's why if ever you would be absent, it is because you're doing something, or because not only because you're dead, or because you're focusing on other priorities. Even hobby could be considered a priority. Even feeding cats can be considered a priority, quote unquote, because you have other things to do. Even in my case, even helping my wife wash the dishes, or if she's out of town, clean the floor, and apply floor polisher. On the second floor of the house. And that's the thing. It can be considered reasons to be absent. But doing it intentionally for the heck of being missed, it's outright manipulation. And what made it worse is that if people had figured out that you're manipulating them, worse than that, you will encounter people worse than you are. Meaning, since they know how to do that, or their loved ones or their friends know how to do that, and they have done so, they will just take advantage of your absence to reconstruct themselves without you in the picture. Kaya delikado din yung gagamitin niyo yung strategy, kasi makatapat ka ng tuso pa sa matching. Tatanggalin ka sa history books ng organization kung kaya, pati picture mo wala. Anong power of absence? Huwag natin pag-usapan. Diba? Minsan nangyayari yan sa mga group chats lang, sa mga group chats ngayon, sa mga circles. Hindi na group chat, let's make it a little bit dark. Pre-social media. Pag-uusapan ng isang bagay ng mga group nyo sa tropa ninyo. Nangyayari yung tropa ninyo, ganun yung pag-usapan, and the conversation is sustained. Tapos pag bigla na napag-usapan about you or stuff about yourself, bigla na go off topic. Ang bilis mag off topic, kulang lang sabihin na bilisan natin, sige, okay, tapos ka na, okay, yun, diba? Kapag naka-encounter ka ng mga ganun klaseng grupo, ganung klaseng mga tropa pics o mga tao, goodbye sa strategy mo, power of absence, kasi mas malala pa sila sa iyo, diba? That's also another reason why it's not only manipulative, but you will also encounter people worse than you are when it comes to the power of absence. So wag na lang, don't do that. Personally, if you're reading between the lines and hearing my direct statements since the beginning of this episode, I have mentioned again and again the implication of being direct, that I will not do it directly. If people miss me, it's because I'm absent. And I will not be intentionally absent. I will absent myself because I will do something. I will do something, or knock on wood, nothing. The point is, I will not create that absence just for the heck of being this. Because creating absence just because for the heck of being missed, it's weak manipulation, and it's also a sign of emotional insecurity. It's a sign of emotional security. I mean, emotional insecurity, and I do not want to succumb to that. Although, if ever people had missed my absence, because that's how it works. Then I'll be happy, and may God bless those people who miss me in my absence. And may God reward them, and may God give them, bless them more. they value my presence. By recognizing my absence, they value my presence. That is the reason why some people have mentioned that 48 laws of power is not, must be taken with caution. But if you put it in the realistic view, Robert Greene, that's how it works. People naturally miss people who are absent, and it adds value if they are absent, and then they suddenly become present. And when this happened to you, this is just my personal thing. Do not intentionally support yourself to using such strategy. Like I said, it's manipulative, it's linking with insecurity. Not only that, you are in danger of encountering people who are more manipulative than you are, and that could be messy. The point that your absence will be taken advantage of and just make you erase the history books. Now, are there people who are absent today in your life and then you have missed them? It's because of the power of absence. And on that, on a little positive note, while they are still around, appreciate their value. Do not appreciate their value when they are already absent. Yes, there is such a thing called the power of absence, but do not succumb yourself while they are still alive, while they are still there with you. Value their presence. Value their presence. Very much for allowing yourself to be tag along. Good day.